And the time will be our time, and the grass will be no mine.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That is an obscure Elvis Presley song that I absolutely adore, written by Neil Diamond. A little bit of trivia. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show, The Men's Room, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. It is time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. He has one, in fact, coming up next weekend, which he'll tell us about. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be back, Bruce.
So, I hear you got a whole big lineup for this coming weekend.
It's pretty exciting. You know, it's sort of like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come.
Yes.
It's taken a while, you know, for the message to get out, and perhaps it's taken time for it to become a bit more socially acceptable, or perhaps men are just so up against their issues that they're becoming more willing to do something about it, to make some changes. So we've got men coming from all over the country, and some of whom have been my clients, but many of whom I don't know a thing about. They read my book, or they found out about us online, and they decided, this sounds like it might work for me. I'm getting on a plane, and I'm coming out. Those are the guys that we always marvel at.
Are those the guys that Googled and found you under Men's Cults?
Men's Cults. I don't think we've hit the cult list yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, I got. We are having, as you know, and as our listeners know, today is open mic, which means we're talking about whatever we feel like. So I will turn that over to you in a minute, but I do want to ask your opinion. I am, as I think you know, I have a comic strip based on loosely on my son and I. And I am repurposing it, and it is with a brand new, wonderful artist next week. And I also need a good name for it. So I've narrowed it down to three. I would like your immediate gut reaction, which one you like best. And if at another time you come up with a better name, I'd certainly love that. So here are the three names. It's dad and son, as you remember. Dad is a goofball who doesn't know anything and makes all kinds of embarrassing mistakes. Son, of course, is a teenager who knows everything. That's the essential concept, okay?
Okay.
And it's right now it's been called just the Dad's Point of View comic strip, which is a dumbass name. Excuse the language. So here are the three names that I have come up with. Number one, Because I Said So. Number two, Dad, D-A-A-A-A-A-D, okay? I don't know that anyone will read that with that whiny voice of mine, but Dad is the idea. And the third one is OMG Dad, ! OMG, of course, meaning oh my God.
First one.
We're two for two. Very interesting. Richard, our producer engineer, immediately said the same thing, unsolicited.
Well, the thing is, you know, I can't stand whining.
Really?
You know that, Bruce.
No kidding.
So even if it was a fabulous title, just hearing you say it disqualifies it.
Okay. Why do I have you on my show all the time? Am I a masochist? What is this?
You know, when I remember watching Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David years ago, and I watched an episode, and I couldn't stand watching it because he was such a whiny guy.
That was my reaction to that show, by the way, believe it or not, even though it's about me.
Yes, well, it was probably painful. Yeah, but it was painful for you on another level. Yeah. but I've grown to love the show because he's just hysterical, and the character.
Are you drawing the analogy between the show and me?
No,
how much you love us both. No, I thought you were saying how much you love us both.
No, just my reaction to whining.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you know, whining, complaining, it's a hot button here. We try to teach men to stay away from all that because it's just them being in their little boy, not acting like the men that they can be and not making decisions that just need to be made.
Okay, so what do you do with a whiny, complainy wife or a whiny, complainy kid?
Well, those are
particularly the wife. Start with the wife.
Those are two completely different things.
Yeah, do the wife, because I think everybody, of course, will relate to that.
Well, look, a lot of men will characterize their wives as whiners, complainers, nags, and worse. And oftentimes their characterization is off the mark. And usually what's going on is that she's just not feeling heard, and it's been going on for a long time, and she's trying desperately to get her message across. So it might be easy to sort of paint it with that brush, but the real issue is she needs something, and you, the husband, are not giving it to her. So that's usually where we start, where I start with the man. I just assume that there's a problem. The whining, the nagging, whatever they think is going on is just symptomatic, and we got to figure out what's going on.
How do you approach it when you think in the other way? If the woman were complaining, I know you've even taken woman clients, though I think the majority of your clientele is men. But if a woman came in as a client and said the same thing, how would you give her different advice or different feedback?
In terms of
Came in and she says, my husband complains about me a lot. Would you give her different feedback than you just told us you'd give the man?
I would let her know that there's something going on, that he's not being heard. Yes, a lot of it's very similar, but I would also suggest that she send him to a men's group to start getting what he needs, because what he's doing is he's leaning too heavily on his woman, wanting too much, treating her like his mother, and not understanding what he's doing. And so all that whining and complaining and all the other things he might be doing are just chipping away at that relationship.
Very interesting.
Now with the kids, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I once had young kids.
You
and,
did?
They were
For such an old guy like you?
Yeah, I started early.
Okay, go on.
A long time ago. And, whining could happen mostly from my son.
Really?
Really?
More from your son than your daughter. Very interesting.
My daughter, I don't remember my daughter whining. My daughter's perfect.
What would your wife say? That's probably the better one to ask about this one.
Whining was not a complaint we ever had of our girl. She didn't whine. She didn't whine. But, boys will whine more. I mean, look, some girls will do that, but they have a completely different style. My son never got anything if he whined. And so it's
Did he
different.
Figure it out then?
Well, I would tell him.
Okay, so the Pavlovian thing, do you think it eventually took?
Well, sure, eventually.
Yeah.
He's out of the house, so it's working fine now. But,
you can hang up the phone. It's easier than leaving the room or sending him to his room.
Hey, listen, I'm just happy to get him on the phone. So, so there are lessons to be taught. If you are angry, if you act out, you're not going to get what you want. If you whine, you're not going to get what you want. So there are opportunities to teach along the way. We teach our women, too, in ways. This is sort of dangerous territory to be talking on the radio. But we teach each other how to behave, how to respond to us. We have experiences. We learn from those experiences, and that's how we deal with each other. So if you want to find a different kind of relationship, if you want to have a different reaction from your wife, let's say, you have to retrain her in a way by presenting yourself in a more positive way, by responding a different way. If you didn't have boundaries and you need to create boundaries, then you need to start. And in time, a loving couple will sort of learn to adapt to each other. But, you have to make the choice that you want something to be different.
I'm really reluctant to say this for obvious reasons, but sometimes you really have some good things to say.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you do this stuff for a while, you just start to experience the commonalities, right, between people, amongst the men. And I think in this last year or so, I've really begun to focus in on, there are a handful of things that the men need to know and that they have in common. And it's easy to see it now. It's easier to see after having done this for a long time. And which makes the weekend retreat, which is coming up next weekend up in Santa Barbara, it has an impact on that, because there's a confidence that we all start to have after working with the men, that when we hear something, we really know what it's about. We don't have to hear all the details. we can see from his behavior what he needs to hear about first, the lesson that he needs to start learning that will make a huge difference in his relationships. And so, you know, the wisdom comes with age and experience.
That's about the only thing I believe comes with age, is the ability to live life a little better and be a little smarter about how we relate to one another. We are down to our last minute. Wayne, please, after all this really good stuff that you provided, let our listeners know where they can find you.
Bettermen.org. Actually, it's changing. Didn't I mention last week? We're switching over to bettermencoaching.com.
Okay, bettermencoaching.com.
And we'll explain why the change in the coming months, because we've started a whole new nonprofit effort, which we'll talk about when we're ready. But listen, for those men out there, and women, if you're listening for your men, we have our Betterman retreat next weekend in Santa Barbara, and it's still not too late to jump in. And those men with cojones, it is time for you to make this commitment.
I've been to the weekends. What he's saying is totally the truth. Being part of the men's work with Wayne and other men has informed and transformed my life. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
It is time for a break. You could tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Stay tuned for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Whoa.